From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Amid mounting allegations of sexual harassment, Representative Dean Westlake of Kiana announced this hour that he's resigning. The first-term lawmaker said in a letter to the House Speaker that he will work tirelessly as a citizen to earn back trust. He acknowledged people's anger and disappointment with him and thanked the women for stepping forward and telling their stories. Today is the deadline to apply for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Premiums are down this year, and that's in part due to the Alaska Reinsurance Program. The state-run program helps cover the high price of care associated with certain health conditions and has reduced the average cost of an individual health plan in Alaska by 22%. Nearly 20,000 Alaskans signed up for insurance last year. This year's enrollment period is 6 weeks shorter than last year's. State's Division of Insurance estimates fewer than 15,000 Alaskans had enrolled by the end of last week. Division Director Lori Wing-Heyer is hoping for a strong showing in the final week. Primera Alaska is the only insurance company offering individual plans in the state. Juneau officials are preparing another $250,000 to cover the city's legal defense from a cruise industry lawsuit. If approved, it would bring the total commitment to $847,000 since the case began in 2015. On top of that, the head of the city's finance department is recommending setting aside another $750,000 later. Juneau Assemblyman Jesse Keel chairs the committee that heard the staff request for additional legal defense money on Wednesday.
You know, it's not a problem we were looking for, and we feel, I think generally the Assembly feels pretty confident that the city's use of those taxes is appropriate. So we'll continue to defend the lawsuit because we use those monies to serve cruise ships and cruise passengers.
The Cruise Lines International Association Alaska lawsuit has to do with the city's collection of a cruise ship passenger tax, also known as the passenger head tax, and how it's spent. CLIA thinks the city is spending it on projects and services beyond what federal law authorizes. The Alaska Department of Corrections wants more flexibility in deciding whether a prisoner can be released on furlough. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that the current law forbids jails from furloughing inmates who are being investigated for disciplinary action or have been found guilty of major or high moderate jail infractions in the previous 4 months. Alaska's Marijuana Control Agency has expanded allegations against Fairbanks Marijuana Edibles manufacturer, accusing it of selling moldy products, among other violations. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Frozen Buds' manufacturing license was suspended December 1st after the State Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office accused it of violating testing rules. Company co-owner Nick Need said his company never purposely did anything wrong. And a quick look at weather. It's 40 degrees and mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport. Weather this afternoon, scattered rain showers before 3 p.m., then scattered rain and snow showers.